A reading from the letter of St. Paul to the Ephesians. Brothers and sisters, you were dead in your transgressions and sins, in which you once lived following the age of this world, following the ruler of the power of the air, the spirit that is now at work in the disobedient. All of us once lived among them in the desires of our flesh, following the wishes of the flesh and the impulses. And we were by nature children of wrath, like the rest. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of the great love he had for us, even when we were dead in our transgressions, brought us to life with Christ, raised us up with him, and seated us with him in the heavens in Christ Jesus, that in the ages to come he might show the immeasurable riches of his grace in his kindness to us in Christ Jesus. For by grace you have been saved through faith. And this is not from you. It is the gift of God. It is not from works, though no one may boast. For we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God has prepared in advance, that we should live in them. The word of the Lord. I'm wondering if you have noticed, as I have, that identity theft has become a major concern around the world. Identity theft is not a new phenomenon. However, in our age of hyper-technology and cyberspace communication, its prevalence has skyrocketed. I don't imagine that identity theft was anywhere in Paul's imagination when he spoke to the various communities that gathered around his teaching about the God of Jesus. Yet, Christian identity is a major theme of Paul's preaching. Paul's address to the community at Ephesus highlights both individual and communal self-identity. He marks the point of transformation between their identity before knowing the mercy of God revealed to them in Christ Jesus, and their identity now or after having received the gift of God's grace through Christ Jesus. Paul is emphatic, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus for good works that God has prepared in advance that we should live in them. What did the Ephesians hear in Paul's words? We are God's handiwork. Did they hear with their ears only, or did they hear with the ears of their heart? Did Paul's words penetrate the centuries-old wall of belief? You are dead in your sins. By nature, you are children of wrath. Did Paul's words pierce and steal away their old identity? Did Paul's words restore their self-identity, which was known and intended by God from the beginning? I have created you. You are my beloved. Yes, identity theft is a very old phenomenon. And most often, we are not even aware that it is happening. We come into this world known to God as God's handiwork. This is our true identity, our true nature. Quickly, however, and ever so subtly, the inner knowing of ourselves as God's handiwork gives way to external voices. Our identity begins to be filtered through the voices of significant others and shaped by the multiple cultures in which we live. Often, those who love us the most have experienced their own loss of identity and unwittingly handed on to us. The reality of the Spirit of God within, that which is the source of our authentic inner knowing, is challenged and often muted by the cacophony of outer voices screaming for our attention. The spiritual journey is a journey of reawakening and returning to the place of original knowing, so that we can say, I am God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus. I am here in this specific time and this particular place to do the good works that God has prepared for me. The Spirit of God is our journey and our guide to awakening. Thus, I want to leave you with a prayer that invites the Spirit to lead us to our true self, to the essence of our identity in God. It is the very familiar peace prayer of Saint Francis. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. Where there is sadness, joy. O Divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love. For it is in giving that we receive. It is in pardoning that we are pardoned. And it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Amen.